Sarvebhyo Namaha Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. We will start our class with the Prarthana. We will say the Prarthana 3 times. Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. So last week we talked about Shanaihi Uchaihi Shikram and Mandam, and we learned how to ask the question of Katam and how to answer it. So today first we will do the homework, and then we will go on to a new topic. So first, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to say what the first part of the homework was?
Give me a minute, let me open it. The first thing was study the words below and their meaning and pronunciation. So you want me to read the words?
Yes, Bhagini.
Karyanam, okay. For so all the words, or what do you want me to do?
You can read all the words, Bhagini.
Okay, Karyanam is car, Nauka, boat, Dvichakrika, bicycle. Shaktam, cart, Vimanam, plane, Railyanam, train, Lokayanam, bus, Vastuvahakam is lorry or truck. Yeah, that's the first part of it. Second is make 5 sentences using the word Shanaihi, Uchaihi, Mandam, Shigram, Uttamam, Samyak, Samichinam, and Sundaram. Your sentence should have Kartrapadam as well as Kriyapadam.
Okay, so for homework, for last week's homework, what I have done, we will see if everybody has remembered the words. So, First, Nitin Mohoria, what does Vimanam mean?
Vimanam is aeroplane.
Very good, Mohoria. Next, Archana Bhagini, what does Railayana mean? Okay, then Lakshmi Bhagini.
Sorry, I put it on mute. Railyanam means train.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini, what does Lokayanam mean?
Lokayanam means bus.
Very good, Bhagini. Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Shobhani, Vastu Vahakam means a lorry truck.
Oh, 1 minute. So sorry, it's Shakatam and then it's Vastu Vahakam.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, sorry, Bhagini, I was looking at the homework sheet, not the screen.
okay, it's okay. But
it is
Dvichakrika. Yeah, I bundled them up here. But okay, Shakata means?
Shakata means cart.
Very good. And then Vastu Vahakam, Ashmita Bhagini? Can you repeat, Bhagini?
Vastu Vahakam is Gauri Vatra.
Very good, Bhagini. Yeah. Next, Sainuya Bhagini? Okay, then Nandini Bhagini. Okay, then Vrinda Bhagini.
Karyanam is car.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Radha Bhagini.
Nauka is boat.
Very good. Now, I think everybody is good with the words in Sanskritam.
Bhagini.
Yes,
Bhagini. That rail yanam. Aishwar, the spelling is correct. I mean, that's not a typo. The la is half?
Half. It should be full, no? Rail yanam.
I will check, Bhagini.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me know, Bhagini. Okay, next. Nandini Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
Would you like to say what plane is in Sanskrit?
Vimanam.
Vimanam.
Right? Vimanam.
Yes, Bhagini, Vimanam. Next, Srinivasa Mahodaya.
Bhagini. Train, rail yanam.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Krishna Mahodaya.
Laris Vastu Vahakam. Vahakam.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Jashu Bhagini.
Bhagini, just a message saying that she can only listen today. She cannot talk.
Oh, okay, no problem. Then Priya Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini. Bicycle, right? Dvichakrikam.
Dvichakrika.
Dvichakrika.
Yes, Bhagini. Okay, next, Nitin Mahodaya?
Cart is Shakata.
Very good, Mahodaya.
Shravani is
yeah. Okay, Shravani Bhagini.
Bus is Loka Yanam.
Very good, Bhagini. Is Shreya Bhagini there?
No.
Not
okay. Okay, then Ashmita Bhagini.
What is boat?
Boat.
What is boat?
Nauka.
Very good, Bhagini. So now we will go to the second part of the homework. So Chitra Bhagini, do you want to read your five sentences using those words?
Yeah. Vimanam shigram gachati. Balika mandam dhavati. बालकः उच्चै रोदिति भवती सुन्दरं सम्भाषणं करोति एंड अद्य भोजनं सम्यक् नास्ति अद्य भोजनं सम्यक् नास्ति
वेरी गुड भगिनी
दिस सॉन्ग
ओके नो भगिनी इट्स गुड नेक्स्ट नितिन महोदय
Yes. Train Shigram Bhavati. Rail Yanam रेल यानं शीघ्रं धावति.
ओके, वेरि गुड् महोदय. डू यु वांट टु से योर ऑल योर सेंटेंसेस?
यस. दूरदर्शनं उच्चै संवादिकी.
Mahodaya, can you repeat the sentence?
Doordarshanam uchai
Okay, Mahodaya. Next cracking. One.
Nauka mandam धावति.
गच्छति न धावति. Yeah, because boat cannot run. Boat can go but not run.
Yeah, गच्छति. श्रेया would to say.
Okay.
Other word.
Shreya Bhagini, would you like to say your sentences?
बालकः उच्चैः रोदति.
वेरि गुड् भगिनी. बालकः उच्चैः रोदति. रोदिति. नेक्स्ट् सेण्टेन्स्.
शकटं मन्दं गच्छति.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. वन् मोर् भगिनि. डु यु हेव् अनदर् सेण्टेन्स् भगिनि? Okay, it's okay if you don't. I was just asking. Okay, next, Archana Bhagini.
Yeah, so my sentences have tried to combine a lot of classes and make some sentences. So, Bhavan Kripya Marge Karyanam Shigram Na Chaliyatu Yataha Durghatna Sambhavati.
Very good, Bhagini.
Okay. Yeah. Next one. Shamyatam aham shrotum na shaknomi kripya uchaihi vadati vadata.
Samichinam, Bhagini. Do you have another one, Bhagini?
No, not. बेङ्गलूरुतः मुम्बै नगरं ततः रेलयानं सदैव मन्दं गच्छति.
Can you say your sentence one more time, Bhagini?
Oh, okay. बेङ्गलूरुतः मुम्बै नगरं ततः रेलयानं सदैव मन्दं गच्छति.
सर्वदा.
Okay. सर्वदा. ओके. कृपया पुस्तकालये शनैः वदतु.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि.
ओके. नेक्स्ट्, तस्य उपहारगृहस्य भोजनं बहु उत्तमम् अस्ति.
उत्तमं भगिनि.
पयोहिमं शीघ्रं प्रशीतके स्थापयतु.
Can you repeat your sentence one more time, भगिनि?
पयोहिमं शीघ्रं प्रशीतके स्थापयतु.
Oh, very good, Bhagini. Okay.
What was that second word?
the prashitake.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, that is a refrigerator.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, so next, Lakshmi Bhagini. Archana Bhagini, Dhanyavadah. Your sentence is very, very good.
Yesha.
Thank you. I hope there were no mistakes.
Okay.
No, you have set the expectations quite high for everyone.
Yeah. don't say
the
that.
The bar is quite
high. I was just trying to combine whatever I had learned for my own revision.
You set the bar high for others.
No, okay. That's not
so
my
much
intention.
No, I was just joking.
Okay. Vanaraha शीघ्रं पतन्ति वानराः पृच्छत् शीघ्रं पतन्ति सीता पतन्ति बिकास् ऐ यूस्ड् वानराः सो
ओके ओके भगिनि
सीता उच्चै वृक्षं पृच्छति सीता उच्चैः नृत्यं नृत्यति अर् करोति ऐदर् वान् सो
डु यु मीन् डान्स् भगिनि
यस् डान्स् सो
उच्चैः करोति उच्चैः नृत्यं करोति
ओके करोति ओके ऐ पुट् ईदर् वान् ऐ वासन्ट् शूर् आम्रफलानि वृक्षात् सुन्दरं सन्ति
वृक्षे
वृक्षे ओके वृक्षे सुन्दरं सन्ति एषा
सुन्दराणि सन्ति
सुन्दराणि सो आम्रफलानि वृक्षे सुन्दराणि सन्ति ओके नाट् सेकेण्ड् विभक्ति सुन्दरम् ओके सुन्दराणि सन्ति ओके बहु स्त्री ओके बहुवचनम् ओके एषा शाटिका उत्तमम् अस्ति
Bhagini, for your before sentence, it's like Rik, so the actual sentence is Rikshe Amrapalani Santi.
Okay, Rikshe Amrapalani Sundarani Santi. Is that right?
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. I have to correct that. Etat Pushpam Sundaram Pashyati.
And can you repeat your sentence with the Shatika, Bhagini?
Esha Shatika Uttamam Asti.
So it's Esha Shatika Uttama Asti, because Shatika is Strilingam, Uttama has also been to be Strilingam, so Uttama Asti.
Uttama Asti, okay. Okay, the last one, okay. I have some more, but Tat Relayanam Ativa Mandam Gacchati.
Very good, Bhagini.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
I have a question.
Yes, Bhagini?
On the homework for yesterday's class, for the first, you said study the words below. The number 7 on the second block, you said Lokayanam equals train. Shouldn't it be bus?
Yes, Bhagini. Sorry, Bhagini.
It's okay.
Thanks for telling me, Bhagini.
You're welcome.
Okay, so now we will move toward new topic, which is
Bhagini. Nandini here.
Yes,
Bhagini. I wrote some sentences, but it looks like I did some mistake. I need some correction. Can I quickly say?
same with me okay. also, Nina. I do want a couple of, mention a couple of my sentences to see if they are correct or wrong.
Okay, then you can do two sentences each.
Yeah, okay. The fifth one definitely I feel like this is wrong. Nauka Sundaram Pashyati.
Sundari Asti. Sundari Asti. Asti. So if you want to say the boat looks beautiful, then you say Nauka Sundari Asti.
So Asti itself is like we can take it here as looking, it is looking good or it is looking beautiful.
Yes, yes, Bhagini.
Can we say Sundaram Pashyati?
Can we say Nauka Sundari Darshayati?
No, Bhagini.
Right, thanks. That's one doubt.
Here. So, how do you say peacock is beautiful?
Mayuraha. Mayuraha. Sundaraha. Asti.
Okay. So I wrote that.
If you want to say it looks beautiful, then you can say Mayuraha Sundaraha Drishyate. But we don't know how to do Drishyate yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Bhagini, can I say one sentence? I just needed to know whether it's correct.
Okay, Bhagini.
Krishnaha Shanehi Madhuram Venu Vadayati.
Can you say it slowly again, Bhagini?
Shanehi.
Krishnaha Shanehi Madhuram Venu Vadayati.
Krishnaha Shanehi Krishnaha Shanehi Madhuram Madhuram Vanayati
Venu Vadayati.
Venu Vadayati. So it should be Madhuram Venu Vadayati.
Yeah, that's what I've written.
Okay.
So it's correct, right?
So Madhura Venu Vadayati.
Madhuraha or Madhura?
No, Madhura Venum is one word.
Oh.
Madhura Venum should be one word, and then so Krishnaha Shanehi Madhura Venum Vadayati.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Nandini, Bhagini, did you finish your second sentence?
Yeah, I think that's the one I got doubt. Definitely I did mistake. The other, I think I'm good.
Okay.
Now, the one thing, Rayanyanam Uchaihi Shabdam Karoti. Is it correct, Bhagini? Rayanyanam Uchaihi Shabdam Karoti.
Yes, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Okay, I have two. Paryatakaha Shigram Lokayanam Aarohanti.
So, Bhagini, can you repeat it again?
Paryatakaha Shigram Lokayanam Aarohanti.
Yeah, yes, Bhagini.
Okay, thank you.
Didn't it be Paryatakaha?
No, many travelers.
Many.
That would be Paryatakaha, not Paryatakaha.
Paryatakaha.
Yeah, Paryatakaha, that's it.
Yes,
oh, okay.
Paryatakaha. Then, Etam Shatikaha Samyak Santi.
No, can you repeat it one more time, Bhagini?
Etam Shatikaha Samyak Santi. I want to say these sarees. Yeah.
Look good.
So, etaha shatikaha samyak santi.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Etaha. since Shatika is Strilingam, so then we do near in Bahuvachanam, Etaha.
Okay.
So Etaha Shatikaha Samyak Santi.
Bhagini, I observed one thing. Samyak does not change its gender, but Sundaram does. Like we said, Noka Sundari Asti.
Yes, Bhagini.
These are not unchangeables or indeclinables.
No, Samyak is an avyayam, Bhagini.
Yeah, and Sundaram isn't.
No.
Okay.
That's why Sundaram changes into Sundari, Sundaraha.
And how about Uttamam?
Yeah, it can change into Uttama or Uttamaha.
Oh, I see.
It's Meena again. Actually, in my last sentence, I wanted to use the Dvitiya Vibhakti pronoun. That's why I was trying to... So, is Etaha still... Well, how can I say that sentence with Dvitiya Vibhakti pronoun?
You can say... one minute, Bhagini, I'm thinking. So... Shati... Oh, Bhagini, we haven't done Bahuvachanam.
Bahuvachanam, yeah.
Correct. Or we could have done it, but right now we haven't done it, Bhagini.
Yeah, okay, got it. Thank you.
But Etaha Shatikaha,
that is still work. Yeah, even Taha.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you can say, Yetaha Shatikaha Pashyatu.
Okay.
So if you have first Pratamaya Bhakti and Dvitiyaya Bhakti, those are the same form.
Okay.
So Strilingam, for Strilingam, Bahuvachanam.
Oh, okay. It's the same, is it? Okay. So Etah Shatikaha Pashyatu or Tah Shatikaha Samyak Santi would both be correct. Okay.
Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Thank you.
So does anybody else want to correct their sentences? Does anybody else want to share any sentences?
Bhagini, this is Aishwarya. I'm getting disconnected often, but I have one sentence to confirm. Mama Grihi Adya Antarjala Mandam Astu. I wanted to say today in my house the internet is slow.
Adya Mama Grihe
Mama Grihe
Antarjalam
Mandam Asti.
Mandam Asti.
Okay, but you said Adya first. I tried like Mama Grihe Adya Antarjalam. Does that make a difference for him? Or?
No, Bhagini, you can also say that.
Okay, Bhagini. Dhanyavad.
Okay, it's same meaning.
Okay,
so...
Bhagini, can I do it? I've written it like a dialogue using all the words.
Oh, okay, Bhagini.
Eka vriddha asti, saha mandam nasti shigram gachati. Eka balaha saha pashyati api vadati, ati sundaram. Vriddha uchay hasati evam vadati. Aham vyayamam karomi. Vyayamam arogyam dadati. Samyakamva yuvakaha vadati. Aham त्वां नमस्करोमि उत्तमं बहु उत्तमं वृद्ध वदति त्वम् अपि व्यायामं करोसि बालकः वदति समीचीनसूचना करो
नो भगिनि नथिङ्ग्
बालकः वदति समीचीनसूचना सः शनै हसति एवं चलति
वेरि गुड् भगिनि धन्यवादः
थेङ्क् यू
ओके सो नौ वी विल् गो टु अ न्यू टापिक् किमर्थम् So kimarta means why or what for. They are the same word. If you want to ask what for, you say kimartam. If you want to ask why, you can say kimartam. So I'll give like the question and the answer. For example, saha kimartam vidyalayam gacchati, saha patanartam vidyalayam gacchati. So here we won't learn how to form patanartam. We will only learn how to make the sentence. So don't worry about how to make that into that form. So saha kimartam सः विद्यालयं गच्छति ही गोस् टु स्कूल् सो देन् वी आस्क् सः किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति वै इस् ही गोयिङ्ग् टु स्कूल् सः पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति ही इस् गोयिङ्ग् टु स्कूल् टु रीड् टु लर्न् सो वि विल् गो टु अभ्यासपुस्तकं at 10.1e at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Kimartam doesn't, the topic Kimartam doesn't have a number, so it's in the second half of the page in Abhyasa Pustakam in 10.1e.
Yeah.
The first page was page number 37.
Thank you.
So Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the one in the two sentences in red?
Okay, saha kimartam vidyalayam gacchati, that one, right?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Yeah, saha kimartam vidyalayam gacchati, saha patanartam vidyalayam gacchati.
And can you read the instructions, the red part?
Yep. Atra shabda dvayam likhatam asti tat
लिखितमस्ति
तत् उपयुज्य प्रश्नम् उत्तरं च लिखतु
सो हियर् दे आर् सेयिङ्ग् सो देर् इस् द स्लाश् सो इन् द फस्ट् एक्साम्पल् देर् इस् योगासनं स्लाश् आरोग्यार्थम् So you ask, Saha kimartam yogasanam karoti. So first you say Saha kimartam. Then you put the first word, yogasanam karoti. Saha saha arogyartam. So the first word is what he is doing. And then the reason why he is doing is the second one. So here we are learning how to form the sentence for kimartam. सो सः किमर्थं योगासनं करोति सः आरोग्यार्थं योगासनं करोति सो सो इफ् यु टेक् द एक्साम्पल् सः किमर्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति सः पठनार्थं विद्यालयं गच्छति इट् वुड् बि फर् वट् द टु वर्ड्स् दे वुड् हेव् गिवन् इट् वुड् बि विद्यालयं स्लाश्
पठनार्थं
ओके So the first exercise, Radha Bhagini, would you like to do it?
Granthalayam and Patanartha?
Yes, Bhagini.
Is that the one? Okay. Saha yes, kimartam granthalayam gacchati saha patanartam granthalayam gacchati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Priya Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini. Chikitsalayam aushadartam. Saha kimartam चिकित्सालयं गच्छति. Do I say mama for that? Or dajase saha?
Saha.
Aushadartham chikitsalayam gachati.
So, chikitsalay, very good, Bhagini. Chikitsalaya means pharmacy, and aushadam means medicine. So, using those two words, would you like to say the meaning of the second sentence, Bhagini?
Sure, Bhagini. It is, why did you go to the pharmacy? Saha chikitsalayam kimartam gachati. And then the answer was to get medicine. Saha aushadartam chikitsalayam gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Shravani Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Would you like to do the third one, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Which is Videsham and Pravasartham.
Gatavan is the past tense, is it?
Gatavan, it's coming 1 minute.
Gatavan.
सः किमर्थं विदेशं गतवान्? सः प्रवासार्थं विदेशं गतवान्. विदेश मीन्स् अब्राड्, प्रवासार्थं मीन्स् जर्नी. So I will explain गतवान् in a few minutes. So we will see some more examples of Kimartam. So, Nina Bhagini, would you like to read these two sentences at the top in my screen? Okay, then Chitra Bhagini.
Yeah. Bhavan kimartham patati, aham parikshartham patami.
Would you like to try what that means, Bhagini?
Why are you studying? I'm studying for exams.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nitin Mahodaya.
बालकः भोजनार्थं भोजनालयं गच्छति. बालकः
किमर्थं? यस् महोदय.
बालकं किमर्थं भोजनालयं गच्छति? वै डू
नो महोदय, यू टेक औट् दिस्. यू से बालकः किमर्थं भोजनालयं गच्छति? बालकः भोजनार्थं भोजनालयं गच्छति. ओके,
वै डिड् बाय् वेण्ट् टु रेस्टोरेण्ट्? हि वेण्ट् फोर् टु ईट्.
यस्, वेरि गुड्, वेरि गुड् महोदय. Next one, Archana Bhagini.
Balakah deva poojanartham devalayam gachati. Balakah kimartham devalayam gachati.
So, deva poojartham, here what we have to notice, whenever we have this bojanartham, kimartam parikshartam, we always have the maha prana. We always have to say tha. So balakaha deva poojartham devalayam gachati. Thank you, Bhagini. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
बालकः पठनार्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति. बालकः किमर्थं ग्रन्थालयं गच्छति?
Very good, Bhagini. What does that mean?
The boy, why he went to the library? For studying, the boy went to
study. Very good, Bhagini. Next, Aishwarya Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini. Balakaha kimartham udyanam gacchati. Balakaha viharartham udyanam gacchati.
Very good. So this means the boy goes to the
garden.
It means relax or
relax.
Leisure. He go viharartham is to relax or leisure. He goes to the garden.
Okay, buddy.
Okay. Next one, Nandini Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini. Balakaha kimardham yogasanam karoti. Balakaha arogyartham yogasanam karoti.
Karoti.
Very good. Hey, is everybody good with kimardham?
Yes.
Okay, so now we will go to our next topic. So we did this. So now we will do Bhuta Kala Rupani past tense. So when we did Kimartam in Abhyasa Pustakam, the last sentence has Gatavan, that is in Bhuta Kala Rupam, that is in past tense. He went. So what Bhuta Kalam does is it makes go into went. He is writing, he wrote. So what is the plural of Bhavan?
So Bhavanta.
Bhavanta. What is the plural of Bhavati?
Bhavatyaha.
Okay. So here some forms change. So you say Bhavan Gatavan. So you do Saha Gachati. So he is going. Then you say Saha Gatavan. He went. Saha Gatavan. He went. Then you have Bhavan Gachati. Bhavan Gatavan. So Bhavan Gachati means you go. Bhavan Gatavan means you went. So Sa Gatavati. So here T changes. The Gatavan and Gatavati, they are different. So here Gatavan. So here Sa Gachati, Sa Gatavati, Bhavati Gachati, Bhavati Gatavati. So here Bhavan and Gatavan, they both have van in similar. Bhavati and Gatavati have Vati and Vati in similar. And Bhavantaha Gatavantaha, you all went, so plural. That means they're Bhavantaha and Gatavantaha, they have intaha in common. Then Bhavatyaha and Gatavatyaha have ityaha in common. So they gachanti, they go. Te Gatavantaha. They went. Taha Gata. So that is for masculine. Now that is the same for feminine, but the words change. Taha ताः गच्छन्ति, ताः गतवत्यः, भवत्यः गच्छन्ति, भवत्यः गतवत्यः. So first, so gatavan and gatavati, gatavantah, gatavatyah. Bhavan and gatavan, bhavati, gatavati, bhavantah, gatavantah, bhavatyah, gatavatyah. So we will see some examples with these. So gatavati has e, strilingam, ikaranta strilingam, like nadi, like nadi.
Nadya, nadya.
So, you will see some examples.
So, Bhagini, sorry, it was a little difficult. So, is there a fundamental rule that we should...
We will see that, Bhagini, one moment. So first we'll see some examples to see how they go, and then we will see how to put them in Bhutakala Rupa. So Sayanuya Bhagini. Okay, then, Nandini Bhagini, would you like to read the two sentences?
Yeah. Balakaha kadali phalam khaditavan. Balakaha kadali phalani khaditavantaha.
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 खादितवन्तः, खादितवान्, खादितवन्तः, बालकः कदलीफलं खादितवान्. The boy ate the banana. बालकाः कदलीफलानि खादितवन्तः. The boys ate the bananas. So, what is the present tense form of this?
खादति.
भगिनी बालकः कदलीफलं खादितवान्
खादामि
दिस् इस् सेण्टेन्स्
खादति खादति
खादति
खादति
प्रेजेण्ट्
सो वी आर् आस्किङ्ग् हियर् फार् प्रेजेण्ट् टेन्स्
या बालकः कदलीफलं खादति
यस् महोदय बालकाः
बालकाः कदलीफलानि खादन्ति
वेरि गुड् महोदय नेक्स्ट् बृन्दा भगिनी
केन् स्क्रोल् द स्क्रीन् नाम्
Okay, Bhagini, now can you see?
Yes.
Okay, then Brinda Bhagini? Can you see?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see.
Okay. Would you like to read the...
Yeah. बालिका फलरसं पीतवती बालिकाः फलरसं पीतवत्यः
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 वेरि गुड् भगिनि सो बालिका फलरसं पीतवती द गर्ल् ड्राङ्क् द फ्रूट् जूस् बालिकाः फलरसं पीतवत्यः द गर्ल्स् ड्राङ्क् द भवती भवत्यः पीतवती पीतवत्यः
एक्स्क्यूस् मी भगिनी shouldn't it be pibati? Does it mean the
no,
same
this
thing?
Is past tense.
This is past
okay.
tense. No, this is past tense.
Pibati is present.
Okay. So, what is the present tense form?
Pibati.
Okay, so the next one.
Bhagini, can I try? This is Aishwarya.
Yes, Bhagini.
Aham griham agatavan. Vayam griham agatavantaha.
Okay, so for this same sentence, home. So aham agatavan for masculine, aham agatavati for feminine, vayam agatavantaha. So this is for masculine, but you can also have female in there. If there's a group of masculine and
boys
and girls, then you could say vayam agatavantaha. But if there's only female, then you say vayam gatavatyaha. Agatavatyaha. So is what is the present tense form for this? Everybody
aham
can
griham.
Say.
Aham
agachami.
Agachami.
Vaya.
Vaya.
Agachamaha. Agachamaha.
Okay. Very good. Now, so what if there are girls? If they're all girls, all girls.
Agatavati.
Agatavati. Agatavatyah.
Agatavatyah. Vayam graham
agatavatyah.
Okay, so aham graham agatavati. Vayam graham agatavatyah. Now we will see more examples of this lyrics. So now we will only look at this this column.
Can you please expand it more?
Okay.
That's too small.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. So here here we have what we need. So he went and she went. So we have learned four columns in here. We know the meaning, we know gachati, patati, we know these, we know gachatu, patatu. Now we're learning gatavan and gatavati. So we will read first we'll read the gatavan, gatavati, and then we will try to make small sentences with these. Okay, so we will start with Radha Bhagini.
Gachati, gatavan, gatavati. Saha, patashala, gatavan.
No, Bhagini, we will first read the words, and then after we've completed, then we will, after we've got some exercise, then we will make sentences.
Oh, okay. So should I just read the Gatavan and Gatavati?
Yes.
Okay. Goes. Gatavan, Gatavati. Read.
You can everybody can read three.
Okay. False. Patitavan, Patitavati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, we will do Priya Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini. I'm sorry, are we on reads?
Four.
Okay, please.
Number four.
Okay, please. sorry. So the first one is present tense, kridati, for place. Second one is the order or request, kridatu. Third is he went, kriditavan, past tense for boy, and kriditavati, past tense for a female.
Okay. Next, first speak, you can just say that he went and she went, Bhagini.
Okay, Bhagini. Speaks is Uktavan, Uktavati. And drinks is Pitavan, Pitavati.
Next, Shravani Bhagini.
Right. Likhitavan, Likhitavati.
And the next one, carries.
Neetavan, Neetavati.
And one more, Bhagini.
Drishtavan, Drishtavati.
धन्यवादः भगिनी. नेक्स्ट नीना भगिनी.
आस्क्स पृष्टवान् पृष्टवती बिकम अभवत् अभवत् ओर सेम ओके मीट मिलितवान् मिलितवती
एंड द ओके दैट बिकम्स थ्री
या.
And then next, Shreya Bhagini.
What number?
13 discards.
13. Discards. The Tia.
Yaktavati. Very good, Bhagini. Next one, Shreya.
Khaditavan, Khaditavati.
Nyatavan, Nyatavati. Very good, Bhagini. Next, Chitra Bhagini.
Does is Kritvan and Kritvati. Listen, Shrutvan, Shrutavati. Dattavan, Dattavati. And Dattavati gives. Okay.
Okay. So now, next, thank you, Bhagini. Next, Nitin Mahodaya.
Bhagini, can I ask one question?
Yes, Bhagini.
That knows the first letter, what is that letter, Bhagini? In past tense? For knows?
Knows? Nya.
I think you said Nya. Nya. Is that a combination of two letters? Okay. Gya or Nya? Okay.
Nya.
Okay, thank you, Bhagini.
Okay. Does Krutvan Krutavati listens Srutvan Srutavati gives Dattavan Dattavati?
Okay, those we already read, Mahodaya, would you like to read from sense onwards?
Preshitvan, Preshitvati. Prakshalitvan, Prakshalitvati. Utthitvan, Utthitvati.
Very good, yes. Mahodaya. Next, Archana Bhagini.
Upavishtvan. Upavishtvati keeps. Sthapitvan, Sthapitvati. Remembers. Smritavan,
smritavati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Agatavan, agatavate is to be asit, asit. Suggest. Suchitavan, suchitavate.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Aishwarya Bhagini.
Like ishtavan, ishtavati. Receives, swikritavan, swikritavati. Holds, grihitavan, grihitavati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Sayanuya Bhagini. Okay, then Ashmita Bhagini.
She can't read, Bhagini. Can go.
Nandini Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini, which one we are, holds or cries?
Cries.
Cries, okay. Ruditavan, ruditavati. Shaktavan, shaktavati.
Good.
And one
and
more.
Bring. Anitavan, anitavati.
Very good, Bhagini. And Srinivasa Mahodaya.
Bhagini. Kritavan, kritavati. That means by. Accuses. Ninditavan, ninditavati. Invites. Ahutavan. Ahutavati.
So here we just read all these verbs.
Bhagini, I'm sorry, Bhagini. Is it Ahu or Ahva?
Ahu. It's Ahvayati Ahutavan.
Okay, thank you.
Bhagini?
Yes, Mahodaya.
Bhagini, can you please send this sheet in the class recording email so that
I will put I will send it with the email and I will put it into the website.
That is fantastic.
Bhagini,
yes,
I have a question. For past tense, this form I have come across. Another form that I have come across is the one that prefixes like. For pathati, it puts a pathat, and that sort of thing. So that is also another past tense. I mean,
no, Bhagini. For now, we're just doing the easier form of past tense.
I see.
Not the actual past tense. This is not actual past tense.
Uh-huh.
This is an easier form of apatat. Those are actually actual past tense. These are just like an easier form of past tense.
Well, for all the ease of this, they are actually changing the whole word set. Like, I mean, uttishtati and then utkitvan. There doesn't seem to be easy to follow rule here.
Apata, those are all very, very hard, Bhagini.
I see. No, I mean here also, I mean, forget apata, but I was saying this particular form, I don't find it that easy because there doesn't seem to be a particular rule to follow here.
Yes, true, Bhagini. We just have to remember all these, Bhagini.
Wonderful.
I don't think I remember all these either, Bhagini. But if we practice a lot, even in Abhyasa Pustakam, these are just introductions, Bhagini. So
okay.
We will do more. We will do more thinking about these ribs.
All right.
Also, Bhagini, this is Nina. Can you give us a resource for more verbs? The other day I was trying to form a sentence with ring.
Bhagini,
rings
this is
a bell.
Yes, Bhagini.
I didn't know what that was.
Oh, so here...
So, can you give us a resource where there are more verbs?
Yes, Bhagini. So here, there's this Bhagini called Bhavya Bhagini. She has formed this Kriya Padani. This is... Bhavya Bhagini, she has maintained this sheet and she has made all these verbs. And it's in, if we make it smaller, 1 minute. She has made all these verbs. She has put it in Ekavachanam, Bahuvachanam. I will send the link. So she has learned, she has made all this. And she has also written the meaning. And if you want to see the Bhutakala Rupam, it is here. In here. So this is what we're going to do right now.
That is awesome.
Oh, you've done a lot of work. Somebody has put in a lot of effort.
Okay. So some of these may be repeated, but it's still good. So please say the, you can say guess. Or infer, anumati, anumitavan. So first we'll go through this. This is all in regular, and then we will see what the feminine. So everybody can do three each again. You can just say the ones on this side.
Okay.
And say the meaning.
Can I start?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah, guess or infer, anumitavan, and abhyuhitavan. Then remove or take down is avataritavan.
Avataritavan.
Am I audible?
Yes, Bhagini. So here they haven't given the feminine form. So I will help. Van becomes vati.
Vati.
That's all. That's all. So anuma, anumita, van,
anumita, anumita, vati.
Abhyuhita, vati.
Vati.
So van all becomes
and
vati.
Vatari.
Does that help for feminine?
Yeah.
Okay. And feminine to masculine will be you replace the vati by van.
With van. That's easy.
Okay.
But these words themselves are quite complex. Avatar.
Avarodavan, avarodavati.
Quite complex words.
But I think the question is, in the first place, when does it become van? You know, van becomes vati is easy, but when does it actually be van?
When it is past tense.
No. I mean, so if in the present tense, if it ends with ti, does it become van in the past tense? Like
no.
Gacchati. Okay. See, that's what I was asking. What is the meaning for that?
Patitavan.
No, so that's ti and van,
right? It will be patitavan. And females, it will be patitavati.
No, it's not. That's not my question. My question is, in the first tense, when is it van in the past tense? Is it when it is be in the present tense?
No, it's like, always van. It's always van, Bhagini.
Oh. So any verb is always van. Right?
In past tense form.
Yeah, past tense
in
form.
Masculine,
yeah. Okay.
In masculine.
So that's the only rule then, that if it is past tense masculine, no matter how the verb ended with in present tense, it's always van in past tense.
So garjati Bhagini becomes garjitavan.
Garjitavan.
Garjati is present tense, garjitavan is past tense.
Okay.
Gayati. Geetavan.
Oh.
Gayati is
not
present tense. Geetavan is past tense.
So there is no rule, then we have to remember the words by itself.
Oh, that's why we have resources, Bhagini. You don't have to squish everything into your mind. You can also look. Because I don't even remember. I don't know all these words either, Bhagini.
Okay.
I just now looked through the list of all the verbs. Actually, everything ends with the E. I'm not finding anything that's not ending with the E. Okay, that helps. Thank you. This is from the list that we have.
Kanduyati. Kanduyatvan.
Okay, but I think even if it ends with T, we cannot just add on for like the example you just gave, right? Garjati, it is not Garjatavan, it's Garjitavan, right?
Yeah,
slightly. Yes, Bhagini.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's so quite a difference.
It's like a new word altogether.
Likati,
right. Yes.
So the easy verbs like Likati, Patati, Garchati. So for now, let's not worry about how to make the verb. We'll just, if you keep saying the verb, saying the verb, saying the verb, you'll get it. Okay. So next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Uh-huh.
I think from here.
Avanatavan, bend down. Avanatavan, climb down.
Avarudavan.
Slide. Ava sarvitavan. Climb up. Arudavan. Rest.
Avarudavan.
Arudavan.
Arudavan. Avarudavan. Arohanam. Arohanam.
Okay. Next. Aishwarya Bhagini.
Okay.
We are on rest on, right, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
Alambitavan.
Rest on, lean on. Alambitavan. Hug. Alambitavan. Hug is Alingitavan. Jump over is
Alingitavan. Alingitavan.
Alingitavan. Jump over
Utplutavan.
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 Okay, this is getting tough, Bhagini.
Okay, so you can start from the next person, Sayanuya Bhagini, you can start from Charati.
I think she's having issues with her
mind. Okay, then Nandini Bhagini, I think we can actually do Kanati from Kanati.
Kanati, yes. Kanati means Khatavan, dig. Khadati, to eat, to consume, khaditavan. Ganayati, count, ganitavan. Garjati.
Okay, Bhagini, would you like to see the female forms for these three?
Beautiful. Khanati, khatavan.
Khadati.
Khadita. So
khadati,
khana, khatavati,
khaditavati, no?
Khaditavati, the first one, before it, the one before, dig.
Khanati, that's the one she started with, so khatavati,
khaditavati,
and khaditavati, and ganitavati,
ganitavati.
Ganitavati.
And then Srinivasa Mahodaya, next three.
Good. Garjati, Garjatavan.
Garjati, Garjitavan.
Garjitavan.
Garjati, Garjitavan. गायति
गीतवान्
गीतवान् चरति चरितवान्
And what is the female form, Mahodaya?
Garjati becomes Garjita.
Garjitavati.
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 Garjitavati. Gitavan becomes Gitavati. Charitavan becomes Charitavati.
Very good. And then Vrinda Bhagini?
I have to do from to walk, to move.
Yes.
Chalitava. Yeah. Chalitavati. Drive. Okay. Chalitavan. Chalitavati. Draw. Chitritavan. Chitritavati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Krishna Mahodaya.
Yeah. So, Chinoti, to plug. Okay. Where is that? Where is somewhere went away?
Chinoti.
Okay, here there is. Chitavan, Chitavan, Chitavati. Chintitavan, Chintitavati. Chuttitavan, Chuttitavati.
Very good. Next, Radha.
Hey, I can... One second. I can just find a pattern here. If you see, yeah. If the word has a ta and a ti, then it becomes ti and a ta. And if you ask a ya somewhere, then the previous word becomes the re. So if you see torayati, it becomes toritavan. So the ya goes away and becomes the previous word becomes e. Ikaranta becomes. So chorayati becomes toritavan. So
sometimes it's becoming a form too.
Correct. Gayati becomes gitavan because ya goes away, so ga becomes e, so gitavan.
Yes.
So kind of falls into some pattern, you know. Some of them are always
Okay. Next, Radha Bhagini.
Chumbati, kiss. Chumbitavan, chumbitavati. Churnayati, grind. Churnitavan, churnitavati. Chorayati, steal. Choritavan, choritayati.
Choritavati.
Choritavati.
Does anybody have any questions on Bhuta Kala Rupani?
No, not so far.
Okay. Too confused to have a question right now.
Okay, so
when, like, steel, for example, if you take steel one, choritavan, so if it is, was it, so is it like, he steals, he stole. So the choritavan would be in case of,
He stole, huh?
That's not a good example for the question the kiss part, right? The kiss one. So is this he or she kisses, or is it he or she was kissed? So is it the same word for both?
No, he kissed. It's not was kissed. She kissed.
Okay.
She kisses. That's he kissed.
Okay.
Yeah. Chumbitavan.
Yes.
So the. Chumbitavan. Okay. All right.
Just when we thought there was a pattern emerging, the sneeze and the flip are totally different.
Yeah, went away.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Thanavan.
The entire thing after this is all out of pattern.
Yeah. Chikkati.
The entire, all of them. Chikkati, it's
done. Yeah, Chinnavan.
Ghatavan. There's no way where we own Ghatavan
there. Ghatavan.
And also, this is just singular. What about plural?
Yeah.
Okay, so next week we're doing plural.
Oh my god.
Okay, so now we will do some more. Now, this is, I think, easy.
Simpler ones.
We will do Bahuvachanam later. But
okay,
then we'll do Bahuvachanam right now. So, So we'll do it together. Okay. So first, so here we know how to get from gatavati, gatavantaha to gatavatyaha. Does everybody know?
Yeah.
So gatavan. So gatavan, the an becomes untaha. So gatavantaha. So bhavan. Bhavantaha, Gatavan, Gatavantaha. And Bhavati, Bhavatyaha, Gatavati,
Gatavantaha.
Agatavan, Agatavantaha. Agatavati, Patitavan, Patitavantaha. लिखितवान् सो नौ नौ लेट् अस् एड् सः एण्ड् ते एण्ड् सा एण्ड् ताः ओके सो
सः
लिखितवान् सा ता ते गतवन्तः लिखितवन्तः सा लिखितवती ताः
लिखितवत्यः
सः क्रीडितवान्
ते सः
धावति
धावितवान् ते
धावितवन्तः
कृतवन्तः सः
स्वीकृतवन्तः
सा स्वीकृतवती
सा स्वीकृतवती स्वीकृतवत्यः स्वीकृतवत्यः
सः श्रुतवान्
ते श्रुतवन्तः
ओके
सो भगिनि ऐ हाव् अ क्विक् क्वेश्चन् इन् श्रुणोति द लेटर् इस् डिफ़्रेण्ट् इन् द पास्ट् टेन्स्
श्रुतवान्
श्रुत
So that's like, yeah. For here, in some places you can apply a clue, Bhagini, like a rule that you can make your own sometimes. So there, it is complicated, Bhagini. So Shru and Shra are both both same.
Okay.
Shru and Shra. Mm-hmm. Shru and Shru. You write it differently here.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Okay. So for homework, we can fill up the you can do the whole thing, or we can next week we will just do the whole thing. So you can practice by doing it, and then this will be homework. And I, before we leave, I want to say, since I'm giving this for homework, I want to point this out. There's some namapadam that we haven't done, like tvam, please put bhavan. Yuyam, please put bhavatyaha. And if there's anything else, please replace by anything that you think it will be. Because some we will not go through in Abhyasa Pustakam.
Okay.
So we will end class with the Shanti Mantra. Sorry, it's too big. So I think we can all say it together. So
Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu.
Hari Om.